So, with that in mind, what's shown up here is a plan that actually was presented at the February 14th meeting. And I'm going to point out a couple of things here. Some of you are probably familiar with this, but for those that may not be, this area to the left, this is all the city-owned property. What I'm pointing to here is the public landing, where the Harbor Master's office is. This is the Pearl, and this is the Middle Pier. And what you have here is kind of an idea, okay, a concept of what could be done. This was generated, I believe, by the Harbor Management Committee, and in concert with discussions with Yachting Solutions.
That's incorrect. The Harbor Management Commission had nothing to do with that plan.
Okay, not this one specifically, but I believe...
None of it.
Oh, okay, none of it.
No, we got the same presentation as you did.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for correcting that.
The Harbor Master was involved.
I see. Okay. What you have on the right-hand side, which is delineated here, this is basically the Yachting Solutions grand plan, if you will. This is what, with the rights that they have to the submerged lands, to at least ask for expansion, this is sort of the most that they have presented. But this area, which is in color, this is really what they're talking about doing presently. And it says big funded. Yachting Solutions in 2016 applied for certain federal monies that are administered by the state. And under the BIG program, and BIG stands for Boating Infrastructure Grant, they can apply for this federal money for developing, dockage marinas, which are available for transient use. That's a key part of this. It can't be for seasonal use, or at least most of it, I believe 80% or more, has to be for transient use. And they have been, again, tentatively granted $1 million in order to develop what's in this area. The total project cost is approximately $2.7 million. And so you have $1 million of federal money that is earmarked for this project, and approximately $750,000 is pledged by certain investors. And these are, again, approximate numbers, but $243,000 is pledged by Yachting Solutions. Another $243,000 and change is pledged by DeMillo Yacht Sales and Marina of Portland. And another $243,000 is pledged by Virgil Capital of Darien, Connecticut, which is an investment firm, very, very big, as I understand it. So that represents about 1.7 of the 2.7 necessary to build this part of the project. And when the presentation was made on February 14th, it was represented that this is all that they're looking for presently to build. The other $1 million, we don't know where that's coming from at this point. There's been no disclosure by the developer in any documentation that I can see or during the public hearings where the other $1 million is coming from, but obviously it's going to have to come from somewhere. So we're looking at 2.7 to build this. Now, one of the misconceptions has been that this is a done deal, that in 2008, when they built what is presently there, and just for reference sake, this is where Archer's is located. This is the pier going out as it presently exists, and a couple of fingers that go down that you may be familiar with. So from this point back, if you're standing at Harbor Park, that's what you see. Okay? Now,